Okay, let's begin. Yesterday, good morning, Ablaza. Good morning, how are you? Okay, yesterday we learned Mizmor, we learned Mizmor Yutes, and I told you there were two Mahalchim. Two Mahalchim in what it means, in what this means, that the Shemayim is Safim Krokel Masa Yadav Ma'agid Harakia. And I presented you, we learned inside the Mahalich, Rashi and the Mitzvah Stavit clearly indicate that the Shemayim and the Aretz, they don't, the Shemayim, the heavens, the stars, the moon, all of the celestial bodies in heaven do not speak. They do not have a neshama. They are not living creatures. They have no. And when it says here in the pasuk, misaprim, the pasuk itself goes on to explain. They don't speak. They're not living beings. They have no neshama. They are just objects that Hashem has put into this world. They represent science. They represent Mother Nature.
That they generate a sound?
Does the Shemayim, do they generate sound when they move through the heavens? So the Gemara seems to say they do. Anything moves. This, I think the assumption is anything that moves produces sound waves. So when the earth spins on its axis, just the fact that it spins, that produces sound waves. And we, to some degree, I guess we could hear it. If we don't hear their instruments, I could pick it up. So I hear what you're saying, they produce sound. But they're not, the sound they're producing is not because they are consciously singing to Hashem. The Shemayim, the sun, the moon, the stars, they do not have a neshama. They are just inanimate objects that Hashem put into this world. They operate according to the rules of science and nature. And when we human beings study the system of nature and science, we are overwhelmed, we are astonished, we are blown away at the wisdom that Hashem put into this world, and we are the ones who express to Hashem praise upon witnessing and observing this phenomenon.
So what does it mean when we learn that the Yareach complained that
you're asking a good question. You're asking a tough question.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take that.
Well, everything is based on, it says, you either bomb, it says Shemayim V'Esor. It's, you know.
So a lot of these Amar Chazal seem really to indicate that they are living beings. Mm-hmm. But before we go far, we put that question aside for one moment.
But not necessarily.
So Malachim obviously right. Do. Malachim obviously, they have a Malach obviously is a living creature. It's not a human being. I don't know. I don't know what Malachim are like. I never met one.
We did, but we just didn't know it.
It could be. That's a good point. What? Okay. What we learned yesterday, the Pasuk of Shavuot we learned yesterday is there's no such thing as the sun, the moon, the stars having any spirit whatsoever. And these expressions that we mentioned here, that the Shemayim is Mesaper and it's Magid, it means nothing more than us. We are the ones, human beings, when we observe the Chochmah Nifla, the wondrous wisdom that Hashem has put into nature, into science, it evokes from us Shira to sing to Hashem. Now I told you, he's not here, Mordechai is not here, And then I told you, but you know, not everyone agrees. There are opinions, Chazal that seem to indicate that it's not true that the sun is a living being. The same way a human being has a neshama, the sun has a neshama. The sun is a bria of Hashem, has a guf and has a neshama. The moon has a guf, the physical rock. Supposedly they landed on the moon. Was that staged? Conspiracy theorists.
No,
did they land on the moon?
Yeah.
Did they land on the moon? Of course they landed on the moon, right? Of course. Okay. So the moon is something physical. The moon is something physical. If you read some of the things that I read on the conspiracy theory, it destroys your mind. Totally destroys you. But the moon is something physical. It's something physical. We go to the moon. You can go Apollo missions. You go to the moon, okay? You want to go to Mars. President of the United States, they're putting forth a bill now to send, it's shocking what it says in the bill is they want to send a female person of color to Mars. I'm not joking. That's what it says in the bill. Allocating $15 billion.
One-way ticket.
$15 billion to send. They don't want to send a white man. The goal, it says in the bill, it says to send a female person of color to Mars. And how bizarre could this work? How bizarre could this government get? Like, but in any event, we have... There is something that is physical, but the same way a human being, umafli lasayis, has a davar gashmi, that is infused with the davar ruchni, so to the neshama, the sun, the moon, the stars, and all of the items in this world also have neshamas. Who's the one that says this pshat? The Rambam. Let's look inside. He says the unbelievable, it says over here in the Radak. The Radak quotes the Rambam. It is on page... in Mizmar Yutes, it is on page 165. Okay, on page 165 in the Radak, it's on the left side, right smack in the middle. The Harav Moire. You see the Radak, page 165. The Harav Moire Tzedek, Hechacham Hagodol Rabbeinu Moshe Zecher Levracha. Zechroin Levracha. The Rambam. Perash in Mar Levuchim. Misaprim, who is the one that is Misaper? Who is the one that speaks? Ala Shamayim, Ki Daitoi, his understanding. Vidas Hafiloi Soifim, the philosophers. Now, when it says here philosophers, he does not mean over here. When we say the word philosophers, we automatically assume they're referring to Harvard and Yale and Apikarsen. We're talking about Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, ki hagalgalim, ki hagalgalim, the hagalgalim, chayim, the galgalim, chayim maskilim, they're alive. The galgalim are alive, and maskilim, they are wise. The oivdim lokel, they serve Hashem, umashachim oisa shevach gadol, umahalim oisa mahalolim atzilim lugidoylim. The spheres, the planets, the mazolois, all of the heavenly bodies. He says here explicitly, the Rambam, and when he says of the philosophers, he does not mean the Apikarsen. When it says here philosophers in this terminology, in the Radak, it means Talmidei Chachamim. It means Talmidei Chachamim who are more noted to things like the Maral, like the Mechol. There are certain Talmidei Chachamim that are very straight, the parshan, like we have, we learn the Mitzugos and Rashi, and they learn everything very literally. And then there are some Talmidei Chacham that he puts in the category called the different mahalach and learning, hafilo soifim. They have a broader or more colorful understanding of Tanakh, of Chazal, and they see things that the average person does not see, or they
Shmuel,
want.
Shmuel was the scientist, you know, Rabin Shmuel. Shmuel was the scientist.
Okay, but I don't think that he's not referring to you. He's talking about more of the Rishonim. He's talking to not to I'm sure Rav it was an Amor.
Rav Sadi Gol is a big scientist.
Right, because but it does. I don't think he means in science. What he means over here is that there are people
but
who...
But since you mentioned Rav, he was in Prague, which was the center of scientific inquiry in his time. A very famous astronomer, Kepler, Johannes Kepler, were located there, and others.
So
he was in the circle.
Circle of science. Okay, but I don't mean over here. I mean over here. When it says a philosopher, it means.
The word scientist didn't come in much
earlier.
They called them philosophers. They were
looking.
They were experimenting.
Well, you don't experiment with astronomy, so it's not really science.
When it says here philosophy, it doesn't mean science. It means people, there are certain types of people, when they look at things, everything is a mushroom. They have a different approach to Torah or mitzvahs. They look at the sun, and they see in the sun, the sun as a neshama. And the sun is something physical. The rays of sun, the gases which make up the sun, make it give it the ability to do what it does, that's its physical nature. But every single thing in this world that is physical has a spiritual counterpart. Just like a human being has a physical body, and we all know there's a neshama, so too the sun, the moon, the stars, every single thing has a neshama. And therefore, the Rambam says that's what it means. It says he's explicitly kidaitoi, v'dasafilosofim, ki hagagalim chayim. They are alive. Maskilim. They are wise. They have a life. They have a neshama that makes them wise. And the oivdim, and these bodies, these heavenly bodies, these objects, they are servants of Hashem, just no different than a human being is a servant of Hashem. Is a human being, okay, we are human being is supreme. Person was created, we was the crown of creation, created on the very last day. That's in this week's parasha, Rashi, this week's parasha, when it talks about Tzaras, the laws of Tzaras, Dini Adam come after last week's parasha, Shmin, that taught us the laws of the kosher animals, non-kosher animals, the Simoni Taharvet, the first Rashi, this week's parasha. Why are the laws of Tzaras presented in the Torah after the laws of Shirotzim, after the laws of kosher animals, non-kosher animals, just like in Ma'ase Bereishis, right. Hashem first created the Shemayim, the Oretz, and the animals, and Adam was the last, man is the crown of creation, so too when it comes to the laws, the halachos regarding all of these items, first, in previous parashos, we discussed the laws that relate to the animals, the insects, the fish, the chulu, and now we conclude with discussing the laws that relate to a human being, a person as saras, and all the other various halachos that relate to a human being. So man is the crown of creation. That does not mean that only man has a neshama. Every single object in this world has a neshama like a human being. It's just not as sophisticated as a human being. And that's what the Rambam says. Again, it says the word misaprim. Who is the one that is speaking? Not like what Rashi said and what the Mitzvah Stavit said and what the Radak said above on the top of this page, which we did not learn inside, and other Mepharshim, that there is no way in the world the sun, the moon, the stars can possibly give forth one word of praise because they're nothing more than the matter. They're nothing more than chemicals and matter. They have no neshama. And when it says Misaper, Magid, Yabi, and Omer, it refers to man who is an observer of these objects. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the sun is indeed a Misaper. The moon is a Magid. The stars are, they speak. The day, the time, everything. Every element of creation has a Koyach HaDibur, has a neshama. The Koyach HaDibur comes from a neshama. As it says, Vayibach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya, l'ruach memarlo, a creature that speaks, just like by a human being, the koyach of the neshama comes forth in communication, the koyach of dibur, the neshama is seen in its koyach of dibur, so to every single item in this world, you can detect its neshama through its koyach of dibur. The koyach of dibur ain oimer v'ain devar b'li nishma koylam. The koyach of dibur is not in words, it's in body language. It's in motion, it's in their behavior. But that is their method of dibur. And if they are actually communicating, that is an indication that they indeed have a neshama. They have a neshama, they have a spiritual counterpart, which we, because we're on a different frequency, we may not perceive, but they have a neshama. There's a very important difference between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi goes, again, we said it three times, it's not the Shemayim, it's the Briyos. The people of this world, they are the ones that are Mesaper. They're the ones who do the speaking, not the Shemayim. The Shemayim is a nothing. It's the Briyos that do the speaking. The Rambam, again, one more time, V'harav Moirei Tzedek Echoch Magod Rabbeinu Moshe Zal Perash Mesaprim Al HaShemayim. The Shemayim is Mesaper. Kidaitoi, it is the opinion of the Rambam, and not only the Rambam, many people that are in the same, this cut out from the same fabric as the Rambam, who look at this world with a very different flavor, different types of people in this world. Vedas hafiloisoifim, which are the chachme hamechkar, the wise people who analyze, who are heavily involved in analytical or mechkar means to investigate. They investigate things deeper, okay, and this does not mean apikarsim. Ordinarily, when you have the word of philosophim, ruba de ruba, the word of philosophim means apikarsim.
It's pejorative.
Right, it's pejorative for apikarsim. It means the biggest apikarsim of this world. That's not what it means here. It means here people that study Torah with a little bit more flavor, a little more depth, which not everyone goes for. There are people out there that really don't like this type of stuff. Okay, I mean, I like this stuff personally. I'm a nobody, but I like sometimes to dabble in this stuff. And sometimes when I say things over like this, it's really fascinating the type of reaction you get from people. Some people, they love it, they also like the stuff. And there are people that have a very, very harsh reaction. Their minds are not wired this way. Many people, their minds are wired pshat. And when they hear this type of stuff, they don't like it. They're very, very disturbed. And this is really a great example. This example, this machlokes with Rashi and the Rambam, really illustrates in a very significant way different types of people. Different strokes for different folks. People are wired in their brains differently. They have a certain...
Rambam also had a background where the Arabs did a lot of scientific research.
It's not science. Adaraba. This is not science.
It is.
Nothing to do with science. No. There's no science over here. No, it's not.
Every planet, every star has a different spectrographic layout.
Fine. So
spectrographic is part of the the line that speech is a certain.
Absolutely. But that's not the point. The point is, you look at the stars, the moon. The science is beyond belief. Scientists say probably have not even begun to scratch the surface. The tip of the iceberg of the Chochmah Niflah that is out there in everything in this world.
Right.
Everything in this world. However, so that the question, is that a means to an end? And is that the end? You look at the science, you overwhelm, every generation uncovers greater Chochmah, and we human beings, we make these observations, we're baffled, and we sing Shira to Hashem. So we are the ones that are Mesaper when we see the Chochmah Niflah that is taking place in Shemayim. Is that where it ends? So he's saying the Rambam holds, I know all the science, and there's no question we sing Shira, but it's deeper than that. It's not just that there is Chochmah Niflah and we make this observation. The Shemayim itself is a living organism. The Shemayim has a neshama.
You keep on saying that, and I don't understand. There's something that's living, and then there's a next level that there's a neshama in it. Why do we have to jump to it that there's already a neshama?
Because
I'm willing to accept that it's a living thing, just like a blade of grass, the trees, and everything is a living.
Okay, so I'll tell you the answer. The answer is because the Torah does not speak much about the neshama. The Torah doesn't talk about the neshama. It says kareis v'nichosa nefesh. Doesn't define the neshama. The only place where the Torah tells you an insight regarding the neshama is the creation of man. Vayipach be'apov nishmas chayim, a neshama of life.
Neshama of life. So he got something more than 100%.
That's the right. That is no question. Man is supreme. That no one's going to disagree with you.
Which is the neshama.
And what does it say? But wait. But what does it say? Vayipach be'apav Hashem blew into his nostrils a nishmas chayim, a living neshama. The pasuk could have stopped right there, but it didn't. I forget about what it could have said. The pasuk said nishmas chayim. The pasuk could have stopped right there. The pasuk goes further. Vayehi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. And man was thus, Shalom Aleichem. Heshi Sobel, we were worried about you. Welcome back.
Welcome home. I went to see my son in Baltimore.
Welcome back. Bruchim haboim b'shem Hashem. The pasuk could have stopped right then and there, but the pasuk did not. The pasuk says, Vayehi ha'adam Hashem blew into his nostrils a nishmas chayim. What was the result? Vayehi ha'adam lenefesh, a neshama that was alive. Okay, we could stop right there. Next level. Targum Unkelus is from Sinai. And what does he say? What is the meaning of leruach? What is the meaning of a nefesh? The translation of the words a nefesh that is alive, a ruach, a spirit, mimalila, that communicates. So the Targum Unkelus is translating a nefesh chaya. The essence of a nefesh chaya is a being that has the power of communication, of dibur.
So you want to go backwards and say everything that has the power of dibur has
yes, to yes, yes, yes. Yes, that is,
that,
yes.
If that were true,
okay.
If that were true, obviously the same during creation, and it was the Adam who got this nefesh chaya, which was different than everybody else. It means the plants, the trees, everything else, the sun, the moon, they didn't have this. Only Adam got this nefesh. Now, I'm not saying that they're not alive. I'm going to go with the Rambam and you know, agree to that. But to call it a neshama is something different that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam.
Oh, obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about. Obviously, that goes without saying. But I'm using these words very loosely. But I'm saying, but I'm still obviously man's. Let me 2 points. Man's the neshama that the Shemayim has doesn't come anywhere near the sophistication, the complexity, and the purity of man's neshama.
Our neshama is part of the Shekhinah.
Right, and not the sun, not the moon,
I don't know if they have a neshama. Neshama means.
Okay, we need to use words.
Right.
And we also have to appreciate that not everything about Ma'aseh Bereishis is mentioned in the Torah.
Right.
Okay, and I always like this. When was gravity created? When the Torah presents 7 days of creation, and obviously every single thing about this world has to be rooted.
Shemayim va'aretz was created.
That's the gravity. It doesn't say every detail. It says, tells you general principles.
Right.
There was shemayim, there was aretz, there's mayim, there's vegetation, desha, eitz.
Because the mayim was in between shemayim and aretz.
What does all that mean? Okay. Not every detail.
Carbon atoms and oxygen, and hydrogen. It doesn't talk about all that.
Not everything. There is an infinite, beyond infinite number of elements in this world. The Torah gives you these very general Rashi Parakim. The fact that it doesn't say Vayipach Hashem blew into the Shemesh a Nishmas Chayim is not a kasha. It's not important. The Torah is not telling you everything.
It is important because if it says it about the other, it comes to say that he's getting
not
something
I don't
that
know
everybody
what
else did get.
I don't know why you have to say that. I don't know why you have to say that. Not everything is recorded in my... Everything is rooted. There's a remes. Everything has to be there. But the Torah does not articulate every single element. Just because it does not say that Hashem blew into the moon a nishmas chayim, and using these words very loosely, obviously the neshama of this suggestion that the moon has a neshama, the shemesh has a neshama. I'm just using the word neshama because I don't have another word to use. It's not the same quality, level, sophistication as a human being. A human being is the purpose of creation. The Torah emphasizes, highlights, Vayipach, Ba'apov, Nishmas, Ham, this is the tachlis of the Bria. Every other element of creation is here to serve man, and even amongst men, not everyone is the same. There is Klal Yisrael, there are the Umay Sa'olam. Okay, there's all these questions. Do Goyim have a chelik in Olam Haba? What does it mean? So what does that mean exactly? They do, they don't. They're conflicting Mamari Chazal.
Right.
They have Olam Haba, but it's not anything compared, nothing near to what Klal Yisrael enjoys, who are Makabal the Torah, who do the Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. These are all very big mysteries. And I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not claiming I know anything. But just working with this principle, if the Pesukim over here say, on a very simple level, that the Shemayim is a Mesaper, and the Shemayim is a Magid, and the Shemayim has words, and the Shemayim Yoim Yabia Oimer, Velaila Lelaila Yechavedoas, and the Torah tells us that the koich of communication is derived from a neshama, Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chayim, Vayihi Ho'odom Lenefesh Chaya, Leruach Memalala. And now we find in regard to elements of creation that they have a koyach hadibur, not the ordinary koyach hadibur, because the pasuk says explicitly, ein oimer ve'ein devarim b'li nishma koylam, but they have another form of communication through their behavior, through their body language, through their. But the fact is, the pasuk says they have communication, and the only makar we have in the Torah of communication of a communication is a neshama. But I'm using that word very loosely. I agree with you, it's not the same thing, but I'm just using that word very loosely. There is a spirit of life, whatever that means.
What about the four levels that the Kabbalists tell us?
Yeah, he means
domain
and things like
domain, tsumeya, chai, medaber. That just means that a human being is more sophisticated.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that a domain does not have a neshama. A domain, what I'm telling you is obviously a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam says, oh, Rashi says here three times, don't make a mistake for 1 second and think that the shamayim, the shemesh, yoreach, stones, the domain has a neshama. Ridiculous. They're nothing, like what Rav Dov is saying. They're nothing. They're just objects. Oh, but it says in the pasuk they talk. What that means is, we are observers. We are students of science. Trust the science. Believe in the science. Study the science.
What part of what the Gemara says in Ein Darshin? Don't ask me about things that I created beforehand. From the day that other walking earth, you can ask me anything you want. Not before that. The human brain can't handle it because we don't have the.
But we, when we observe, when we observe science, we sing Hashem's praises. The Rambam clearly disagrees, and the whole Radak. I'm not going to read the Radak. We don't have time to go to the Radak. To go from the beginning, the Radak first works with the approach of Rashi. With Rashi and with the Mitzudos, he doesn't say it exactly the way Rashi is. A little bit more creative. But then, when he finishes presenting basically the position of Rashi and the Mitzudos David, that the sun, the moon, they're nothing, they're just rocks and elements, and they have no, and Mesibo means that we are the Mesaprim. But you know, Rabbi Yitzhak, don't forget there's a Rambam. There's another side to the story.
Here he's only bringing them up from a domain to the level of a chayim, not.
The harav moirei tzedek hachocham agadol rabbeinu moishe zal perish misapim alashem. The shemaim is a misaper. Ki daitoy v'das afilo soifim ki hagalgalim chayim maskilim. They're very wise. They're alive. What does life mean? I use the word neshama.
Animals are crying and they're smart, not the medaber like a human. They're not
the fourth level. No, so he's saying they are a medaber. They're in their way. They're a medaber in their unique way. They have a different frequency. The point is, Hashem gave them something spiritual. They make decisions. There's an element of bechira. Doim shemesh begivoin doim.
Hashem said to Moshe.
Hit the rock.
Oh,
I know. You mentioned this yesterday. Hashem told the yam split. Hashem by kriyas yam so split. The kriyas. No, I'm not interested. Don't tell me what to do. I make my decisions. I know there all the, and you mentioned in the beginning of the shir. What about the Shemesh and the Areach? The Areach decided it's not fair. Since when does the moon have the chutzpah to open up its mouth?
The trees
made a decision. The trees ate oisepiri instead of ate piri, ate oisepiri. There's so many mamori chazal. So how do you reconcile that with Rashi, who says no such thing? Rashi says no such thing. No such thing.
Rambam is very, further on so many different concepts.
But the Rambam is a lot to back him up. You have there's another Chazal said that every single thing in this world was created b'tziv yoinam, which means the way they wanted to be created. When Hashem decided he's going to make a tree, he called in the tree. Let's have a conversation. What do you want to look like?
A group decision.
Hashem had a conversation. Who are you having a conversation with? Hashem, this is what it is. This is the way you make it. You take a piece of wood, you make have a conversation. Well, we're not in that frequency. So we're not in that frequency. There's no conversation. But Hashem has every frequency. When Hashem created a tree, there was a conversation. And Hashem allowed the tree's input. What do you want to look like? How do you want to appear? And the word tzivyona means according to their desire. Every single element in this world, Hashem allowed that element to participate in its in the form and function it would take on after it would come into this world.
Should that have to mean color?
It's translated to mean its desire.
Because frequency is what we were talking about. Every element has a different frequency.
And we don't, a human being cannot, because we are not on that frequency. We do not have the kelim to hear the words of the Shemaim. And that's what it says. That's what it says here, according to the Rambam. Ein oimer v'ein devarim b'li nishma koilom. We cannot hear their words. Why? We operate on a different frequency. On a different frequency. They're speaking, but they have a neshama, and they're operating. All right. This is a very, very critical machloikis. This Ram over here. Okay, this Ram Fritz Lewis Ram over here.
By you and Domino Nevis Chayot is one God that said that that's the reason for the end of all man. So man was created many centuries, many eons before.
Yeah.
But he gave them, otherwise the first one who was given the power of speech. That's one Mahala, not from the Frumis. So
yeah.
But that's their interpretation of that part of the Bible, so to speak, that man was created, but not with the power of speech. And Vayi Adam LaNefesh Chaya means that the Vayipach Yapov Nishmas Chayim, he blew into him the power of speech. Prior to that, there were people who walked the earth who couldn't speak.
Okay, so this is the Rambam. I'll read the words very quickly. Look at the Rambam again. Ki agagalim chayim askim v'oivdim el lekelim shachmo yisai shevach gadol. They sing Shira. ומהלם איזה מהללם עצומים וגדולים ועל כן אמר השמיים מסם כבר כל מעשי למגירוקיה כי הסיבור והגודה אינם בפה ובלושן they're not on our frequency. Their דיבור is through their actions. וזהו שאומר אין אומר ואין דבודים בלי נשמע כלום אלא הסיבור והגודה לכם כמו הציור שיצייר הודם בלבובוי בדברי שבח ועידום מבלי שיוציאים בסופו. It's the image they present. It's the way they present themselves to us, and their behavior is their dibur. It's their expression. But they are speaking. They are the ones, not us. We're not the ones that are there speaking, and we're listening. And the way we listen is not by our ears, it's by our eyes. V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koyloi. See, this gives a whole another interpretation of what it means. V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koyloi. By Matan Torah, what exactly does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzei Sicha? Are we on the same frequency as Hashem? That we can hear Hashem say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? No one really knows what this means. What does it mean that Hashem says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? So, V'chol La'am, a very important pasuk is to understand what it says, V'chol La'am, Royim Es HaKoylos. We learn over here, look at this pasuk, the Shemaim is Mesaper. And then it says, Ein oimer, ein devarim, b'li nishmo koilam. But it says it's mesaper. So the Ram says, communication is not only via dibur. There's communication through body language, through presentation. The way you stand, do you put your legs together or do you separate your legs a little bit? How do you put your hands? Do you fold your hands like this or you put your hands down? Do you put your hands behind your back? Okay, how do you tilt your head? Down with your nose up in the air, the way a person presents himself, this is a dibur.
Body language.
So when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, it's a critical pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koilos." What does that mean? They saw the koilos. Hashem is on a different frequency than us. Hashem is different. On the other hand, we have the Munah Pshut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke by Yidaber. There was a dibur. These are all the mysteries. But the Rambam here makes it very clear his approach, and his approach is supported by numerous Mamori Chazal. The Pshuta Shomik, when you learn Chazal, the Rambam is the Ikar. All the different stories with the sun and the moon, the Maaseh Bereishis, Rosh Chodesh is coming up, Ein, Shnei, Molochim, Mesham, Shemekeser Echad, Pshuta Shomikra, The moon is a living creature. It has a neshama. It had a complaint. It is insulted. This can't be. This can't be the way. And then what happened? Make yourself smaller. It's not fair because I presented a valid argument. I have to be the one to suffer. And Hashem, so you're right. You're right. Let me be mefayes you. I'm going to make for you all the stars. Every single star in this world was only created to accompany, to give tzavsa to the moon that was insulted. And it wasn't enough. So Hashem said, you know what? I'm going to have a nation one day, Klal Yisrael. They will live their calendar will be based upon you, the moon. Isn't that enough to satisfy you? No, I'm not. So Hashem says, I can't satisfy the moon. What could I do? Bring for me a karbon chatos. Uroshe chotsheichem. Okay, what's the nusach? Zman kapara l'chol tol lidosa. And that refers to the karbon chatos that we bring for Hashem. A chatos l'Hashem. It says in the Gemara, the editor put on a note, in the only place in the entire Shas, where the editor of the Vilna Shas put a note, his own note, don't you dare think you understand what this Gemara means. This apikorsis to think you understand because the Seder HaKadosh Baruch Hu committed a sin is outright blasphemy. Hatsur tamim paloki choldur ha-mishpat. What this Gemara says? It says, what it means, you should know, you don't know what it means. We do not know what it means. Could you imagine this? I think it's the only place in the entire Shas, not that I know any Shas, but that's what they say, 2,711 pages of Gemara put together in the Vilna edition, and only one place did the editor of putting together the Shas put a note into the Gemara on the margin to tell the reader, you don't know what this means. Because if you take this Gemara literally, it's blasphemy to say that Hashem is not perfect. But this all is with the premise that there was a conversation. Over and over, you have numerous Mamori Chazal, and we as children have been brought up to follow what the Rambam says. The Rambam is the Moire Tzedek. HaChochom HaGodol Rabbeinu Moshe. He disagrees strongly with Rashi, with Radak, with the Metzudas David. The Shemayim indeed is the Mesaber. Make no mistake about it. All right, enough said about this. I want to go further. There's an incredible, relevant Malbim that is Nogea Os coming up to the Yomim HaBoim Aleinu L'Toiva of the Yom Tov Pesach. This is out of the ballpark home run Malbim, back on page 164. In this pasuk, we have two words which are keywords for the Pesach Seder. The Pesach Seder, oh, Rav Mordechai, I cannot believe this. You walked in the second after we went through everything that you wanted to know. I can't repeat it now. I'm sorry. You've got to go listen to the videotape. Go to the videotape. You missed Mamish. You have another Sefer? Okay, get more fun. Wow, I can't believe we don't have enough. We gotta get more than hard to believe. Okay, so good, we gotta get more. No one should be denied a safe. Okay. Listen, this is another critical. You have to listen. We spent 40 minutes on the second we finish you walking. Pile ploy. Hashgacha Pratis.
Yeah, well, you want to give a summary?
No summary. You have to go listen to them. Enough. Let's go to a new idea. A new, very important idea. Pesach is coming. Pesach, we have the Pesach Seder. What do we do on Pesach Seder? We are Makayim, the Mitzvah, the Raisa. This Malbim now, I'm telling you, it is critical. It is essential. What we're going to learn now and read inside the Malbim. The Pesach Seder, we are Makayim, the Mitzvah, the Raisa, the Higadita, Levincha, Question: Why do we believe? Why is there an understanding that the mitzvah that we are mekayim on the Lel Pesach is vihigadita? There's another mitzvah called Leman Tisaper Beoznei Vincha Uven bincha es asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim v'yes oisoisai asher samti vam. There's another pasuk in the Torah where Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to bring about these miracles in Egypt. I'm going to mock the Egyptians. I'm going to punish them. I'm going to torture them. I'm going to terrorize them in punishment for their horrible sins and what they have done to the Jewish people. You know why? Leman tisaper beoznei vincha, in the ears of your children, uven bincha, and your grandchildren. Eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim, ve'es oisoisai asher samti vam. So the truth is, there's another important mitzvah that we have to be mekayim on the night of Pesach. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in fact, that is mentioned. I don't know the exact details of how they interplay one with another, but yet it would appear from a very simple perspective, a very simple view, is the thrust of what we do, Lil Seder, is Haggadah. The proof is in the pudding. It's called the Haggadah. We don't call it the Sipur. We don't call the book that we read the night of the Pesach the book of Sipur. We call it the Haggadah. Haggadah shel Pesach. No one calls it Sipur shel Pesach. Go into the bookstore, right? Legalize it. They only have 1,000.
We do the Sipur. The Sefer is the
Haggadah. No, but we do the Haggadah. It's the same thing. Haggadah is a word which means to speak. Sipur also means to relate. There are two words. They basically mean the same thing. If you go into the bookstore and you say, can I please have a Sipur Shel Mitzrayim? They'll look at you like you're from Mars.
That's a different section. The children's tale.
They'll send you to the children's books. The Sipur Shel Mitzrayim. I want a Haggadah. Haggadah. Oh, Haggadah. Oh, now we're talking. Now I'll show you a whole library. Obviously, for some reason, when we sit at the Pesach Seder, the emphasis is on the mitzvah of Vihigadita Levincha Bayoim Ahuleimar Bavur Zeosa Shemli B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. And we downplay. We don't omit. We downplay an emphasis on Sipur. On Sipur, Leman Tisaper B'yoz Nevincha Ve'vincha Yisrael Slati Mitzrayim. Why is that? What's the shot? What's the difference?
Much deeper.
What's the difference? So what are you saying? You're saying that Haggadah is deeper? Not everyone is so deep. I don't want deep. He's saying Haggadah, you speak a lot. You have the sheer of how many hours?
I'll give you an example by Noah with Canaan. When he saw his father's, he spoke all about it. He said, Lahagi.
Are you saying nice ideas? But let's see what the Malbum says, something that is very, very powerful. The Malbum. Let's see the Malbum.
What I can say is Haggadah say this. No, Suaitim come and they speak in Bezdin.
Testimony.
And Mekayim Haggadah.
Okay, these are all in. These are very nice, all good answers.
Haggadah is a testimony. That's the Haggadah.
These are all excellent ideas. These are all excellent ideas. You're right. These are all excellent ideas. Everyone is suggesting a different idea, but let's just see for the moment what the Malbum says. I think the Malbum really hits the nail on the head and makes Pesach extremely relevant from what it says here by the Shemaim is Mesaper, and the heavens are Magid. The pasuk here. This is our pasuk. Hashemaim is Mesaprim Kivoykel Umaase Yodav Magid Harakia. What's the difference? This is a classic Malbum. The Malbum is the ultimate thesaurus. What's the difference between the word Mesaper and Magid? Page 164. 164. It's about halfway down in the Beir Ho'inyan, the Amru Chazal. Okay, let's go to right there, a little bit of Akdama. Right, it's from the top paragraph. In the middle of that top paragraph, the Amru, the beginning of the line begins with Horim Chotzir. And then period. And then it says the Amr Chazal in 164 in the first paragraph of the Malbum. Where the wide lines begin, five lines down. The Amr Chazal Maaseh Yideim Shel Tzadikim Mi Magid. Okay, this is not really what I'm supposed to warm up. Harakia. Okay, Sha'al Yidei Sheyavoy HaMotar Al Yidei Tefilas HaTzadikim V'Yakadosh Baruch Hu Mevi'o Bi'itoy B'chol Mokayim U'Fiyatzarech El Kol Medin B'mokam Techunu L'fnei HaMitzvah. I really should start further. Let's go down another two lines. The Yesh Hevdel, that's where I really want to start from. Three lines before Pasuk Gimel, four lines. The Yesh Hevdel Bein Sipur LeHagadah. Shehamagid, a magid is Yagid Dover Chodosh, something fresh, a fresh bagel, a fresh piece of matzah. Chodosh, Hanogea Lachaveroi, Vize Magid Harikia, Shemodia Bechol Ace, Maasei de Hashem Hamischadesh, Baberia, Litzarech Yishu Bnei Adam. The Shemaim, he's talking, you know, symbolically, metaphorically, that the Shemaim. The Rakia is telling new events, new voices, nice, new things that is going on. Aval sipure hashamayim hey midaver midvar ovor, the past. Shehashem boro, what Hashem has done in the past. Hakol b'sheishes yimei hamaseh shezeh kimisaper dover shekvor hoya, old news. A stale bagel. Old news. Lo'ilamim. She'enoi nogeal lonu. It's not relevant for us. Ba'hoive. So when the pasuk here says, Hashamayim misaprim kavod kel, when you look at the Shamayim, you are reminded of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shabbos. Isn't that very relevant for this? When you say this on Shabbos, the Pesukim of Zimra. Zecher. Zecher l'Ma'aseh Bereishis. That happened a long time ago. But it's not that Hashem just created the world and disappeared. Hashem is involved. Hashkocha Pratis. Hashem is involved in every single thing that happens in the present. That's where we go. And Hashem didn't just create the world in the past. U'maaseh yodav, what Hashem is doing right now, what's relevant for you to know right now, there are new things that are happening in the world every single moment. Hashem is bringing the world close to Mashiach. Hashem is bringing bracha. U'maaseh of magid harukia. There's new things. What?
The Rekia is where the water is.
Fine, that's a side point.
The sky, you look out in the sky, you see Shemayim.
But Magi is what's relevant right now, new things. Thus, go to the story. Okay, so this is what he says is relevant to the Pshat and the Pasuk. When you look at the Shemayim, you're going to see two things. Number one, you're going to see the Mahalich of the Shemayim is going to reveal to man a reminder of what took place in the past. The past, Ma'aseh Bereishis. But also, by looking at the Shemayim, the Rakia, there's a revelation in what one sees in the Rakia as to what is current, what's currently happening in this world. A person is mispalel, it brings rain. A person does an Avera, there is no rain. There can be a destructive storm, there can be a tornado, hurricane, there can be violence. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Now take those two words and apply it to the Haggadah. The night of Lel Pesach, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'man tisaper b'yoz nevincha ve'mincha yisrael slati b'mitzrayim. And then there's a mitzvah of Higadata levincha b'yom uhulim abav urzah asu Hashem li b'tzeis v'mitzrayim. What do you do on the night of Pesach? You tell your children what happened 3,000 years ago. And the kid will sit there and say, okay, that's nice. It's a nice bedtime story. What happened 3,000 years ago? What is it? How is it relevant for me today? What difference does it make? That's Haggadah. Haggadah is what happened 3,000 years ago is very relevant to what's going to be, what's happening today and what's going to happen tomorrow. And between the two elements of what we take out of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's more important? Haggadah. The night of the Seder, focus on Haggadah. The relevance of the story of the Exodus to today, going forward.
Yeah, I like that very much. You're transforming the Sipur.
It's relevant.
Events,
current events.
Relevant
current events.
You got it till events.
It's not just, you know, a nice story, the Egyptians, they take out some old book and look at some archaeology. These pictures of the pyramids. Yeah,
really?
Who cares about the pyramids? Who cares? What is relevant today? How do you live your life? what effect does it? How are you going to behave tomorrow? How? What are you going to devote your life to your children? Haggadah.
Behoiveh.
There are two elements. You can't ignore the fact that there are two mitzvahs. Leil Pesach, there are two mitzvahs. Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there is Vihigadta Levincha Bayom Huleimar. You come the night of Pesach. What's the ikur and what's the tofel? The ikur is Haggadah. Haggadah. The tofel is Sibur. Who made that decision? Chazal made that decision. They emphasize the Haggadah.
Say what you just said,
Lee, very
good.
Lee. How does it pertain to me? Relevance. It's not what happened there, you know. No. The Gadta. Unbelievable mom. The mom hits the nail on the head. This Sipur, this Haggadah, Ovar, Hoive. Pesach Seder, the Iker is Hoive. You have to know the relevance of what happened. Okay, let's move along to another idea. I'm marked off here in my notes. Okay, we did the Radak. Okay, one little maral. In honor of our Mechol.
Same thing with I've got to say, this was Sipur, Sipur with the past events that he's testifying now to establish a matter that's relevant to.
Okay, let's look at. I'm leave this maral for a little bit later because this maral. Okay, we'll leave the maral for later. Okay, let's. Okay, let's go. Actually, let's go a little bit ahead to the next pasuk. Okay. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's go further. Let's go further. Let's go to pasuk. We're up to pasuk hey. Okay, we have a little bit more time left. A few more minutes. Pasuk hey. B'chol aretz yotza kavam. We would say page 166. This is where we're up to page 166. B'chol aretz yotza kavam. Again, we are describing the shemesh, the areach, the kachavim, the mazolos, the constellations. Bechol haaretz yotza kavam. What does kavam mean? Their line, their circuit. In this context, the word kavam means they travel along a set path. The shemesh, the areach, the mazolos have a very strict guidance system. They follow kav, like a plumb line. Plumb line is accuracy. We have the mishkoiles, what's it called? I forgot what it's called. But the kavam over here means, in this context, kavam means a kav. A kav is a line. And in this context, it means
it's orbit.
It's orbit with precision, a very precise path that has been outlined and set for the shemesh. The sun doesn't move, obviously. It means we move. We move around the sun, unless you're a conspiracy theorist. But the sun, the kav, there's a very specific orbit. Every single thing from our perspective goes along a path. B'chol ha'aretz, along the entire earth, yotzah, does it go forth? Kavam, their circuit. Uviktzeh sevel milehem. And at the edge of the world, tevel, are their words. Are their words. This is going back to what it said in the beginning of the Mizmar. We have now a fifth word. Here we have the word, what do we have? We have the word Sipur. We had the word Haggadah. We had Omer, Devarim. And now we have another word, Milehem. A lot of different words. A lot of different words to capture communication. La Shemesh. And then it says here in the pasuk something that appears to be a little bit out of context. La Shemesh, Sam Oel Bohem. For the sun, he put the sun in a tent. Now, if you look over here in the Rid, the Perish Harid, it says, very, you just push on the Pasuk, the last line before Pasuk Vav. Before we come to Pavuk, it says, the Hevakuchavim, the Halavana, the Hamazolis, the Halamit, Perish Harid, page 166. Pasuk Vav, go up one line. One line before big pasuk vav, the halamid shel la shemesh hu bimkoim he. So instead of reading it la shemesh, for the sun, make believe it says Hashemesh. Hashemesh, some ol bohem. With regard to the Shemesh, he put a tent, he set a tent for them. The Shemayim, some ol bohem.
It's the cover.
It's the cover. The Shemayim is in a tent. The Shemayim is in an ohel. So that's a very interesting concept. There's a lot of science here.
The sun placed a tent in them, in Tevel.
In the world, Hashemesh. Let's see the before. I'm a little confused myself. Let's see pasuk in the Mitzvah stuff first. So quickly, Mitzvah pasuk back on page 167. Bechol aretz avol. Al ki bin yinei hashamayim yatsu liyos nidim b'chol aretz. Even though the bin yinei means the whole bayis, all of the different elements in heaven, they appear b'chol aretz. L'zeh nishma devreim b'ktzei haaretz. With regard to this, their words are heard at the edge of the earth. Im she'ein bochem amira ki bima shemadim mipilois Hashem. This that they demonstrate Hashem's wonders by following an orbit, hareihem ki ilu amru, it's as if they have spoken, la shemesh, let's read a little bit more, hine la shemesh, with regard to the sun, sam oel behashamayim, in the heaven, ki kol mahalochoi behashamayim lo yozuz misham. This pasuk is telling us that the sun is limited. The sun, even though we see these, there's a lot of, obviously there's a lot of depth in science and mystical things going on over here, but it's saying over here is that even though we look at the sun, and the sun appears to be in a different world, we cannot go to the sun, it appears that the sun is unlimited. This perhaps is alluding to a rejection of Avodah Zarah. Why is it that the pagans, they will not take us in anything, but why is it that the idolaters of historic times, they worship the sun? What do you worship? What does a person by nature worship? You worship things that are not subject to your limitations. A person who is phenomenally wealthy, he's not subject to, a person who's not as a poor person, there's only that much you can do. You can't, you're limited. You have limitations. You imagine that if you have more money, then you don't have these limitations. You're not subject to the limitations of your life. So we live in this world. We can't go to the moon. You can't go to the sun. You can't go to other planets. You're confined. The Shemesh, wow, you wake up in the morning. The sun is in the east. As the day goes, the sun goes from east to west. It sets in the west. Wow, I couldn't do that. The sun is infinite. The sun has no limitations. It's above and beyond. This pasuk says it's not true. The sun is limited. The same way you have limitations. How much could you travel in a day? How many parasites? The Gemara tells you, I don't know what the Gemara is. How much could a person, what could you do? Every single human being is limited. How long is a person going to live in this world? You're not going to live more than 120 years, whatever that means. A person has limitations. So when you look at something, an object that is not subject to your limitations, this is a god. I'm going to worship because this has all the power. It's not true. The sun is limited. The sun is confined to an ohel. An ohel, what's an ohel? In this world you have a tent. A tent is nothing, a little ohel. There's a whole world out there. If you're stuck in the ohel, you can't go anywhere, you're nothing. Don't make a mistake. When we speak about the magnificence of the sun, the moon, the stars, don't be so impressed. The sun is also limited. The sun also, la shemesh, for the shemesh, some he set an ohel, a tent, bohem is it's plural, because the word shamayim is a word that is, even though we in our minds look at the word Shemayim as singular, it's the heavens. There's only one heaven, right? There's the heaven. But the word Shemayim is a plural word because there's a Yud Mem at the end. So when it says here the word Bohem, Hashem limited the sun, in the Shemayim by enclosing it within an ohel. In ohel. The Shemayim is vast. Bereshis boro Elokim eis ha-shamayim v'eis haaretz. The Shemayim is vast. Now, what did Hashem do? Vayomer Elokim yihi or. Hashem created the sun. The sun does not have dominion over the sun. What?
The or is not the sun.
The Ma'or is Hagedolim.
But that's data before.
So that's the Gemara's question. So what does it mean? And it was okay, whatever it means.
Theoretically, the Big Bang.
Okay, whatever it means. But Hashem created the sun. And where is the sun? The sun is in the Shemayim. And we look at the sun travel from one end to the other. Let's don't make a mistake and think that the same way the Shemayim is vast, the Shemesh has that same vastness. No. In the Shemayim, in Bohem, there's a little Ohel, a little tent. And in that little tent, Hashem has confined the Shemesh. The Shemesh is limited. The Shemesh is constrained, has limitations. Just like a human being has limitations, the Shemesh has limitations. That's shot in the Pasuk according to the Mesudas Tavit. It does not infinite. Look at Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Hei says, B'chol ha'aretz yotzak avam, min ashkav ha'shamayim, sheheim nim tochim al pnei chol ha'aretz. Now he writes over here, the kav means, the line. The line of heaven which spreads
the sphere
of this world that it spreads, that is nimtoch, that is spread al pnei chol aretz, o machamas kein, because of this, b'ktzei sevel milehem, shehakol medabrim b'nifloiz shehem royim. So Rashi here is l'shit hosoi. Rashi learns that the Shemayim is not, the Shemesh is just a collection of elements. There is no life. There is no neshama in the Shemesh. So what does it mean then that from the edges of the Tevel, their words come forth? It means all of humanity. All of humanity. The word Tevel, by the way, means the world of civilization. Human beings. There are different words for the word. There are different words to define. Look at the Malbim. Malbim says this is very important. Malbim Pasuk Hei. Eretz and Sevel. Malbim Pasuk Hei in the Be'er Hamilas. Hevdelam Mivo'ar Bekala Mekoymosh the Tevel Hu Achelik HaMiyushav. The word Tevel means the part of this world where human beings live.
Right.
Eretz means everything, even the parts of the world where there are no human beings to be found. In this pasuk, we are describing words of praise. Which creatures in this world speak Hashem's praises? Only human beings. Not the sand, not desert land, not palm trees, not water. The part of the world where human beings live is called the Tevel. The entire world is called the Eretz. So when it says here that the edge of the Tevel, Milehem, are their words, it does not mean that the Shemesh is speaking, because Rashi, Lishitasai, learns that the Shemesh cannot possibly speak. What it means is that the human beings who live in this world, who are observers of the magnificence of the Koyach, the science of the Shemesh, they are singing Hashem's praises all the way from one end of the world to the other end of the world. I'm sure you know this very beautiful story with Lubavitcher Rebbe. Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, there was a girl who wrote a letter, a little girl who wrote a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. She lived in Hawaii, I think. Okay, she lived in Hawaii, and she wrote a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and she said, basically, what's my purpose in this world? So he said to her, you live in Hawaii, I see from where the letter has come. He says, you know, when Shabbos arrives, where international dateline issues, where is the first place in the world on Friday afternoon, or maybe what we would call Thursday night, when Shabbos is ushered in? Where is the first place? In the east, the Far East, right? The Far East. Somewhere in the Orient, somewhere all the way down the Far East. So I don't know all the international dateline, but where in this world is the last place that Shabbos begins? When we begin Shabbos, in New York, it's not yet Shabbos in Chicago. And when it begins Shabbos in Chicago, it's not yet Shabbos in California. And when Shabbos begins in California,
3 hours, 3 hours
Shabbos begins in California, it's not yet Shabbos in Hawaii until you get to the end of the international dateline. Hawaii is along the international dateline. It is the last place in the world for Shabbos to begin. Shabbos begins, Shabbos is not just one moment in time. Shabbos begins somewhere in the Far East. Make believe the world, make believe for the moment now the world is flat. Because that's really the truth, right? Make believe the world is flat. Where does Shabbos begin? It begins first in the Far East. And then as the sun moves, as the sun sets, then Shabbos begins, you know, in the Middle East. And then you go, you know, go to Europe, Middle East, and then you go to Atlantic Ocean, and then you come to America, and then you get to Hawaii. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, Hashem needs you to light candles, as it was the sheet of the Lubavitcher Rebbe who told little girls to light candles, because it's not Shabbos. Shabbos has not arrived until it reaches you. Every single week there has to be Shabbos over the entire world. Shabbos begins over here. And Shabbos is ushered in little by little. But the whole world has to experience Shabbos. And Shabbos is not ushered into this world until it reaches Hawaii, where you live. And when you light candles, you are doing Hashem's work. You are sanctifying Shabbos, and you are the last person to sanctify Shabbos, to give the world that final dosage of sanctity of Kedusha Shabbos. It's an incredible letter. This letter, a lot of darshan. What?
Obviously, he held the wires on that side.
Hey, whatever.
It could have been the first one.
If it doesn't work, we can readjust the story if it doesn't work.
If you're
either going to be the first or the last, fine. So the point over here is the entire world, the Tevel, is a world which encompasses every living creature in this world who participates with Hashem in injecting this world with sanctity. And when it says over here that the Shemayim, it's not much fits this story, fits into this pasuk like a glove. Because this pasuk tells over here is that the Shemesh goes forth. The Shemesh goes forth. HaShemayim is Saprim, Kod Kel Masrim, Yoyim Liyoyim Rabbi Omer, Yoyim Yoman, and Pot's going to say later on about the Shemesh goes forth. Okay, when the Shemesh goes forth, as the sun moves, every single living creature in this world is a participant in, according to Rashi, in making the observation of what is happening in this world and expressing Shira, the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thus the words of praise are heard throughout the entire orbit of the Shemesh. The Chol Aretz Yotza Kavon, the Shemesh goes forth through the entire world, and it goes from one edge of the world to the other edge of the world. And as that sun moves and people look up and they witnessed in the Flois Haboire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each individual sings praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this praise comes forth from one edge to the other edge. Uvikse Sevel, from the very edge of this world, Milehem, comes forth the words of praise. From the beginning of the world to the end of the world, making believe the world was flat. And then the Pasuk says, it's a little bit out of context, I don't know what the connection over here is, according to La Shemesh, the Shemesh is not infinite. The Shemesh is in the Shemayim, and there in the Shemayim, Bohem, in the Shemayim, some Ohel, Hashem set a tent. And in that tent is where the Shemesh has power, but not outside the tent. The Shemesh is limited. Which is very interesting, because if you want to go say many, some of the Mepharshim want to say the Shemesh is like the mashal. It's the mashal of science. Had it with Avraham Avinu. Avraham is a chazal that mentions this, that you know, everything is science. the sun, the moon, the stars, the mazalos, the fish, the trees, every element is a size. But we want to use one specific item in this world and use this as the poster child. The poster child for science is the Shemesh. The poster child of science is the sun. What are in the world? Is there any such a dogma? What a symbol they use to represent science?
What does that even mean?
Fauci says, I am science. If you disagree with me, you don't believe in science.
I get that, Mark.
Okay, science.
I don't understand that.
There is such a thing. We live in a world as Orthodox Jews. There is science. Haneg bohem minhag derech eretz. There's science. And then there is another dimension of tefillah. Not everything is science. Hashem has ways of doing things that don't necessarily work within the rules of science. Whether that means there are open, blatant miracles, lamala, midera, hateva, yitzias, mitzrayim, or it means coincidence, Purim, the story of Purim, where the coincidences are just so baffling. There's no way you could possibly say that this is science. This is obviously lamala, midera, hateva, within a framework of science, however you want to learn. But we live as Orthodox Jews, there's science. Haneg bohem minig derech eretz. You must do your hishtaglus. There are certain rules that you have to follow in this world. And then there is a principle of things that are not science. When you want to focus on the principle of science, you need to have a symbol. Everything today in this world is a symbol. You have to have a logo. You have to have an icon. You have to have something that represents you. What is the symbol of science? The Shemesh. Shemesh, it represents all of science. It's the poster child, because Shemesh is the most complex. It's the most complex of them all.
Source of energy.
Source of energy, excellent. That's the way it is. There's a Chazal that says this. It says it by Avraham Avinu, that Shemesh represents science. This pasuk is a critical pasuk, because this pasuk says science is incredible, but when the day is over, pun intended, science is limited. There's a limitation. There's only that much science can do for you. La Shemesh, Sam Ohel Bohem. You have to read the words backwards. There's a Shemayim, and in the Shemayim there is an Ohel, and the Shemesh is confined to the Ohel. Hashem said to Avram, Tzei mi'itz tagninu shelucha. Get out of the Ohel. You're looking up into the sky, you look at the stars, you see your mazel. You're in the Ohel. Get out of the Ohel. The Shemesh, and let's assume now the Shemesh includes within it the Kochavim, the Mazolos, and all of science, and what your destiny is, what your predisposition, and what your Mazel is. All of that is in the Ohel. It's limited. Get out of the Ohel. Leave the Ohel. Who's telling you to stay in the Ohel? Get out of the oil. You get out of the oil. There are no rules. It's only the Shemesh which some oil bohem. But as we're going to see, as the psukim go on to say the contrast, Torah Hashem Tanima, Torah, Tzvila. When you connect yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not limited to science. And what that means exactly, obviously, you know, follow the rules. So now I'm not over here saying crazy things over here. But we know, as Orthodox Jews, there's more to life than just science.
The sun travels over the
sun doesn't
globe.
Travel.
It's traveling over. It's creating like an ohel when it goes over.
Okay, that's a different
world.
Shot. I hear you're saying a different idea.
So
you're saying a different idea. Okay, you're saying another idea.
Traveling of the sun, over the earth is creating a tent.
Okay, you're saying an idea. Okay, you're saying that. Okay, let's read the Rashi when we finish. The Rashi, b'chol yitzchak avam, kav ha-shamayim shem nimtachim al p'nei chol eretz machmas kein, because of that, b'kzeh ha-tevel m'layhem, shakol the b'riyos, the people, Rashi l'shitosa medabim bin nifloes shehim royim, la-shemesh, for the sun, sam ha-kodosh baruch hu, oel bohem, a tent in them. What is the definition of the word one? What is the subject of the word bohem, Rashi, bashamayim. The reason why it's in plural is because the word shamayim is a word that is plural. Mikan shehashemesh nosun besuch tikol. Very important word. Hashem put the sun in its sheath, in its box. Hashem put the sun in a box. Tanchuma. And now this opens up a world of interpretation. When Avraham had a bris milah, Hashem took the sun out of its mitar tiko. That now opens up a whole new world of interpretation. That the sun is no longer limited, or, I mean, what does that mean in this case? Because we're saying the sun is limited. But nature, it means klal Yisrael, through bris milah. When you control your taivas, you're not limited. Your nature is not limited. The Shemesh has been taken out of its nartik. It doesn't just mean it was a hot day. Avraham Avinu, when he did Bris Milah, 3 days later he was in pain. Pashem Shah, the teacher was in first grade. That's the Pashem Ein Mikol Yoyetzin Ebshuta. I don't want to disturb you, Avraham Avinu. You're in pain, you're in tsar. Take a day off. Take a day off, go on vacation. People are coming to bother you. Kabbalah, what is it called? The Rav Chaim kind of Kabbalah Skahal, what do they call it?
Kabbalah
Skahal. There's no Kabbalah Skahal today. How did Hashem tell the Olam there's no Kabbalah Skahal today? He took the sun out of its sheath. It was 200 degrees outside. You melt if you walk in the street. So no one's going to come bother Avraham Avinu. He has air conditioning, no one's going to come bother him.
The same expression is used by the ultimate, when the Goyim want to observe Sukkot, the mitzvah of Sukkot.
Hashem will take the sun out of, excellent, right. That's the Pashat Pshat. But there's a deeper Pshat. And the deeper Pshat is what it says here in this Pasuk, in this Rashi, is when Avraham Avinu entered into the covenant with Hashem and did Bris Milah, it's a new world. A new world order. It's a new world. A whole new world. There's a nation has been born. They're not subject to the laws of nature. They're in a different sphere. And to indicate that, the sun, which represents science, nature, there's no more science anymore. There's no more nature anymore. There's a new boss in town. There's a new book, Klal Yisrael. They have so much shlita, it's as if they have taken, you have to calibrate this idea with more precision. They have taken the sun, nature, out of its limitation. They have taken the world out of its limitation. The sun being in its tent means the world is limited. There's that much that can happen in this world.
That's why Yeshua can say,
Shemesh Yudoni. Oh, sorry. He's the Balabas. I'm the Balabas over here. The sun coming out of its tick is this is nature. And by Avraham Avinu, he was able to break forth greater, to transcend that nature. Limos HaMashiach, same thing. Hashem is going to take the sun out of its sheath in the times of Mashiach, and the Goyim, they're not going to be able to deal with it. Okay. You need to calibrate this more, obviously. These are raw ideas. But you cannot ignore the fact that what it says here in this Rashi, how we learned Shan, this Rashi has a major effect and understanding what it means on these people. Right, I'll take a very short break. I want to talk about after the break about mechiras chametz, selling your chametz, not to the rabbi. The rabbi does not want your chametz. Sell your chametz to the Gentile via the rabbi, not to the rabbi.
I used to like, I make no money.
But you just meant this, the tick of the Shemesh is the Shemai. That's the tick.
The Shemesh is this. The Shemesh, some OL boy.
Right.
The Shemesh was put into a tick.
Right.
Which means it's limited.
Right.
Shemayim is vast.
Yes.
And then the Shemayim is all
the
temple.
What? Everything, the whole earth. Everything.
So the Shemesh, since everything rotates around the Shemesh, it means obviously that not only is the Shemesh in the oil, the earth is in the oil.
Everything.
And then when Hashem took the Shemesh out of the Narthex, it's a different world.
Oh, wow.
the limitations
were because it's fake of the yom, I brought up again for my birthday, Ragalach. Tonight is a very important yard site. The guy's name is Walter Rudy Rosenberg. He took a name Verba. He was 16 years old in Auschwitz, together with a guy, Alfred Wessler, who was 26. They heard the guards talking about, we're building new barracks for the Hungarian salami, and they escaped. They made it to Bratislava. He's a Hungarian, he's from Kosenschwan. And they made it to Bratislava. Today is, what was it called? Bratislava school?
Pressburg.
And they were examined, and they were put in separate rooms, and they had evidence. They knew, the guys had phenomenal memories. They knew every transport that came. People came into the room, they said, your father came on such a day, he's gone, whatever. And they had maps of the Auschwitz, everything. And they wrote a protocol, and Kastner came in and says, I'm gonna spread this to everybody. And of course, he put it into the circular file. So these guys went from town to town to warn people what was going to happen. Because they escaped, the Gestapo stopped all transports from Hungary for 3 weeks or so to see what would happen, what the Jews would react, because the whole philosophy was based on people going like sheep without knowing. They were afraid what would happen if people would accept them. So they caused, they saved the thousands of Jews because they stopped the transports during the period of time. Wetzler stayed in communist Czechoslovakia. Verba made Aliyah to Canada, became a professor of chemistry in some university. And his yard site is Chop Ches tonight. His father's name was Elias Rosenberg. His mother's name was Helen Grunwald. So I figured everybody should know.
Zuchus Yadin Leino.
How did they get out of Auschwitz?
How did they get out? They were on a work detail that was collecting wood for the barracks. So they had in the middle of it, they put some food and stuff, and they got tobacco from the Russian prisoners. So the dogs would not smell them. The tobacco, the caffeine mixed up the dogs. And the Gestapo thought they ran, started searching all the areas for them. But they stayed put right outside the gate of Auschwitz for 3 days. So after 3 days, the Gestapo, you couldn't find them, let go. And then they went out, and they knew the neighborhood, and they were able to...
Wow.
Unbelievable. I think there were a couple other people who escaped, but they're the ones who gave the report. There's a guy called George, with an M, in Switzerland, a diplomat, George Mavelin, who gave out the report. The report came over to Weissmandl. The report, if you see, if you look at the Weissmandl Sefer, he has an actual copy of the report. You see handwritten where the barracks are, and the watchtower.
Whatever. Don't confuse it with the facts.
There's a PBS series on Escape from Auschwitz. You can get it in the library.
What's it called?
This whole story, Escape from Auschwitz.
Yeah, so
Secrets of the Dead. It's Wetzler and Verba with
the right, tonight his name is Rosenberg. His real name is... I don't know what his... they called him Rudy. I don't know...
Wetzler was the name.
Rudy Valley.
Rosenberg is there. Tonight's the Earth. Yeah. I don't know where it is. Zeb or whatever his name is. And the guy who stayed in Russia, in Prague, was very upset about the Jewish community's reaction. He refused then to have anything to do with Jews.
How do you know about this place
in the other side? Because he died in 2006, you look it up.
That's why I didn't say Tachan and Shulte.
You may have been ruined.
One of the reasons.
Most of the women with their hands, they all knew.
He didn't like
they all knew.
You know,
so
the,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
we have to do this.
see him.
To you, you know, it's like
the wrong you can't see him.
All right, so.
You know, the guy who used to be a little Israel.
Yeah.
But he won't be named separate. Yeah.
She wants to come, she can go.
You
left.
You mentioned it to Javi.
I understand, so that's a problem.
No, what happens? I'm gonna go early to her.
You will not allow.
Yeah, you told me that.
Upstairs. So I'm not gonna say okay. Now you go home.
I have to rush, by the way, right after lunch because the guy who's doing the catering or something wants me to meet them and pay for.
Just take it in another place for other stuff. He's not a muscle of your lady.
Okay. You rush it. You got the chance to.
There's a term.
I understand. It's against all
the kinds of event also is a lot of
Let's begin.
What?
Just the kids and my brother here.
Okay.
Everybody,